Well, good morning.
Good morning.
It's good to see all of you on this low Sunday after Christmas. I know often we speak of low Sunday on the Sunday after Easter, and we've always had pretty good attendance then, but we are missing quite a few people today, and it's so good to see all of you that made your way out on New Year's Eve morning. And you can celebrate later on this evening if you're able to stay up till midnight, which I haven't been able to do for I don't know how many years. Chase always gives me a hard time. But, I did forget one announcement. I knew I was going to forget this. We need some help right after the service with getting the tree and everything down because the Christmas decoration should be going away this week. And so we wanted to let you know about that. And so if anybody can help us out, we can, the boxes are down there and we can get the ornaments off and get the tree back in to the shed. I'd appreciate it. Well, we're so glad again that you're here today and we want to welcome all of you. And a little bit later on, as I said, I would be finishing up the Christmas series that I've been doing, and we'll be talking about holding on to love today. And something to think about. The first nativity was an example of humility. So as we begin, let's stand together and join and sing our Gloria Patria.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the
join together for our call to worship in the bulletin. Let the heavens celebrate.
Let the earth rejoice.
Let the seas roar with praise.
Let the trees shout with joy.
Jesus is born.
Glory to God in the highest heavens, and peace to all on earth.
Well, let's join together there and turn in your hymn book to hymn number 152, or you can follow along on the PowerPoint. O Holy Night. I believe we're doing three verses, I believe, often.
Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope the weary world rejoiceth, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. The King of Kings lay as these. Chains shall he break, for the slave is our brother, and in his name all oppression shall cease. With hymns of joy and grateful chorus raising, let every heart adore his holy name. Christ is the Lord, with saints and seraph praising his power and glory evermore proclaim. His power and glory.
Well, let's join together there for our opening prayer. Creator God, we celebrate the wonderful gift of your Son for the world. On this last day of the year, may our celebration honor the good we have received from your hand, even as we look forward to walking faithfully with you in the year ahead. Amen. And you may be seated this morning. We're going to do, I think, four verses. We Three Kings, 164.
We Three Kings of Orient are, bearing gifts we traverse afar, field and fountain, moor.
This morning.
Well, Timothy, it's going, though. So, I want to talk to you a little bit about love. Do you remember on Christmas Eve service, I think, were you guys here Christmas Eve? There was a few kids here that were here on Christmas Eve that I talked to you a little bit about love. And I'm going to talk to you, what? I thought you were, yeah. Yeah, there was four or five of you here Christmas Eve. And I wonder if we'd get more kids if we let you wear your pajamas on Christmas Eve service.
Yes.
Do you think that's true? I know some churches that do that. But yeah, but anyways, I want to talk to you a little bit about love this morning. Love. So that was the last candle that we talked about besides the Christ candle. And we talked about how Christ is love. And I wonder sometimes, what do you think love is? Is it a feeling? Or is it an emotion? Or is it something we do for somebody? Huh? You think it's a feeling? Okay. Well, you know what? I think most Americans and a lot of people around the world think of love as a feeling. But love is not, in the Bible, love is not a feeling or emotion at all. It's actions. It's actions. And so how do we show somebody we love them? By our actions. So like when mom says, clean up your bedroom. Oh, look at there. He's going, Now wait a minute. Okay, so if love is an action, and if you love mom, what are you going to do? He's smirking. You can't see it. Oh, God, that's why. You're going to help. Yes, you're going to help pick out the toys. Yes, and clean up your room. Now, we can give hugs and we can give kisses. That's also an expression of actions. Hold on. Is that how you love your brother? Or cousin, sorry. Yes, but for somebody. But how do we do that? Now, hugging is an action, isn't it? So we can show love by giving hugs or kisses or giving presents like we just did at Christmas, because we did that because God gave us the best present in the world. Jesus! That's the best present in the world. Oh, he's wondering about that one. Yeah, Jesus, yes, he's the best present we got. Because he's always with us and always loves us, no matter what is going on in our lives. But guess what? In our story today that I'm going to be reading a little bit with the adults, we find out that Joseph and Mary showed love to God by following what God asked them to do. And Jesus talks about that in John, the Gospel of John. If you love me, you'll follow what I told you to do. And that's why I said, love is not just an emotion. It's not just feelings. It's not just hugs and kisses. But it's sometimes doing what we're asked to do by somebody. And sometimes God asks us to do things in life. And we find that out by looking at the Bible and reading through the Bible and learning about what God wants us to do. So that's how we show love. And that's what we celebrate today. On this day, at least I'm looking at love, because you know who showed the ultimate love? Jesus. Because he came into the world. Okay. You guys can go on downstairs. I think they've had enough of me talking.
We are going to go to our time of prayer, and maybe you have a joy or concern that you would like to share this morning, if you would, with us before we go to prayer. So somebody, yes.
I have a joy and concern. Our oldest grandson, Drew, got
we can lift them up to prayer this morning, Tammy and the boys, and we thank God for the one that got engaged. Yes, go ahead. Oh my gosh.
They cracked 7 ribs in the process. He is now on what they call a heart vest. I guess if you should go in as this vest will stop you. He did just get back to the rehab center from Kettering Heart Hospital yesterday afternoon.
Okay, well, we definitely want to keep Chris in our prayer. Boy, that's a strange turn of events there.
Yes, it is.
Wow. Wow. So definitely want to keep Chris in our prayers this morning. Somebody else this morning? Anybody else this morning have a joy or concern?
Yeah, we wanted to keep Jody, and we sure want to keep Jill and Chase and you in our prayer. And then also Susan Wheat. Her 46-year-old son died, and to keep them
at work. Oh my gosh, is that the Weeks family that went to Miami East and everything?
No, she worked at Stouter, and I worked for them.
Okay. Okay, well, we definitely need to keep the Weeks family in our prayer. Wow, that's very, very sad of the loss there. And also the Davidson family. My wife's father had passed away. He was 87, and I was with him. He went peacefully, and we thank the Lord for his life. And the viewing is coming up on Friday, January 5th from 3 to 7 at Baird. And then on Saturday at 10 a.m. is the funeral service at First United Church of Christ in Troy. And we appreciate your prayers. And I know many of you already have, and we've gotten cards already. And thank you, Jody, wanted me to let you know about that. Also, while I'm speaking of that, just keep Chase in your prayers yesterday afternoon. I don't know if he got a mild form of food poisoning from something he ate at lunch there, but he was under the weather, so to speak, into last night. Thankfully, later in the evening, he was feeling better, and that's why I said mild or whatever it was. And appreciate your prayers just for strength. He says, man, Dad, I'm just like wiped out, tired. And so I appreciate your prayers for him. Somebody else, I thought I saw another hand. Yeah.
I just wanted to, I got joy. Today is David's, my son's 55th birthday. And I'm so fortunate that he's with me in my life.
Yeah, yes. And we are thankful that, and we are grateful and thankful that when we thought something serious was going on there, that it was not.
They're just going to watch that.
Yeah. Yeah. But so we do. We thank God for that. So anybody else? I've got a couple others. Nancy, go ahead first. And okay. Yeah, I know that I know a lot of people that have to get a little bit of something. Because when I had my MRI, my nose was this far from that round ceiling right there. And I had to close my eyes and concentrate on something else while going through that. So I understand a little bit of what you're talking about there. Oh, wow. That's unusual because that's usually what they use to calm people down. Okay. Well, I wanted to say something, but I'll leave that alone. I was going to pick on her a little bit, but yeah, let's just keep Nancy in our prayers, and hopefully they'll get things figured out, what's going on there. And and Tom, you had a...
Yeah, I had the joy of delivering the scholarship checks to Faith and First Thomas. fine colors.
That does not surprise me at all that both of them, yeah. Yeah, so wonderful. Yes.
My daughter-in-law, she's been sick for 2 weeks with the flu.
Oh, boy. Wow, that's a long time with that. What can you tell me her first name?
Aaron.
Aaron? Okay. So we want to remember Aaron in our prayers this morning, who's been battling flu for a long time. There's a lot of stuff going around. I know people that I've talked to battling things, and we definitely want to keep. I was talking to one of our families that missed last weekend, you know, on Christmas Eve morning and Christmas Eve evening, which they always come on Christmas Eve evening, found out two of the family members were sick. And so definitely want to keep. Keep our people in your prayers. Asking your continued prayers for Dex's dad, Harry. I haven't heard any more. The last I had heard, he is recovering from that slight stroke that he had and doing much better and getting stronger in that arm that and hand that was affected by that. But asking for continued prayers. Did you have one? Yeah.
Could you put Esther down on that list? Head cold, chest cold.
Yeah. Yes, definitely. I know that stuff's been going around a lot, that coughing and everything else. Got a couple, yeah.
Lindsay's home for a few days. Fly back Tuesday.
Yeah, I was just asking Carla, I said, is Diane going to be gone another weekend? Because we saw you down there in Florida enjoying that weather. And
yeah, no, we were in Atlanta.
Oh, is that where it was? Okay. Oh, I did not know that. I was thinking you were working in Florida. So, yeah, one of the Sea Worlds, right?
Georgia Aquarium.
Georgia Aquarium, okay. Yeah, so, and I saw another hand.
Oh, that was Jessica Blundick was here. I was happy.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Anybody else?
I have two, Jason. Trevor, they've taken him home, and he is unresponsive.
Oh, okay. I kind of wondered, Barney shared something on Facebook the other day. Trevor, you know, that we've been praying for, he's now become unresponsive, and which is usually what starts to happen when the body is breaking down. And so we want to remember him and the family in our prayers this morning.
And my sister Debbie, she has that disease where she lost vision in her right eye, and she now is losing.
Oh, no.
I don't think she'll be blind within 6 months.
Oh, no. Her sister Debbie, taught at the junior high for years, is losing her vision in her eyes. And, wow. And that's very sad. And, yeah. Unspoken, yes. And we know the Lord knows what those are. Anybody else this morning before we go to prayer? Lots of needs there today, and we want to continue also lifting up those on our monthly list. So many of them that are battling more serious needs and illnesses, and also if maybe you couldn't share or something you want to lift up to the Lord, she's going to play here for a little bit, and you can quietly pray in your seats, and then I'll come and close us out. Lord, as we pause this morning, we are so grateful for your presence. Christ in our lives. Christ who was born into the world as a baby, took on human flesh, and lived among us, walked among us, experienced our pain, experienced our suffering, understands what we face in life. And today, Lord, as we think about those that have been mentioned, we are grateful today that He is at your right hand, interceding and praying for us and for so many that we mentioned today. And Lord, today we do lift up the ones that were specifically mentioned today. We lift up Tammy and the boys. God, for your grace and your peace and your hand to be there. We pray for Chris, Lord. We thank you for your mercy, Lord, and that he is still with us. And God, he just needs a real miracle in his heart and life right now in his body. Lord, we just ask for your healing touch and grace and give the doctors wisdom, we pray. Lord, we pray for Chase, Lord, that your continued healing and strength for him. We pray for Nancy this morning, Lord. I don't know everything that's going on, but Lord, we just lift up you to her that she will experience your healing touch and grace. And we pray that she'll be able to go through this MRI. We pray for wisdom and guidance. We pray for Aaron this morning, Lord, who's been battling this flu for several weeks, God. We just pray for your healing touch there. We pray for Harry this morning, God. We just pray for your continued healing of that mild stroke that he had and recovery, Lord. That he'll be able to have the other surgery that they had to postpone. And Lord, we pray for wisdom as the best time to do that and how they want to do that. And Lord, we lift up Esther to you, Lord, and maybe others that are battling colds and flus and there's COVID going around and other things, Lord. We just pray for your healing touch and your grace today. We lift up Trevor to you, Lord. We know he's in your hands. We commit him to you, Lord. And we just pray for your peace and comfort for the family and be with him as he makes that transition into your presence. And we're grateful and thankful today. Lord, we lift up Debbie to you, God. And Lord, we don't know everything that's going on there, but we pray for your healing touch for her. We pray for wisdom for the doctors as she's experiencing this loss of vision in her eyes. And God, we just ask that you would extend your grace to them and to the family and to her especially today, Lord, as we lift her up. Lord, we pray for the Davidson family today and the Weeks family, Lord, with the loss of this loved one, God. We just pray for your grace, for your comfort, for your peace today for them. And we're thankful for that. Lord, we lift up this unspoken need today. And maybe there was others that might be here today that maybe something's been on their heart that they could not share or say. We just ask that you would work with your grace and your love and your hand, Lord, and you would extend into people's lives or situations or whatever that may be. And we're grateful and thankful for that today. Lord, we continue to lift up those on our monthly list, Lord. So many of those that have been battling cancer and other serious illnesses, God, we just pray for your healing touch. We pray for strength. We pray for grace. We pray for faith, Lord, in the midst of those things. We pray for wisdom for the doctors and those that have been working with them. And we're so thankful for all of those things. And Lord, we're just thankful that for the celebrations that we've come through with Christmas and celebrating with our family and loved ones. And we're so thankful for your hand that's with us. And we just pray, Lord, especially for those that may be out with family and friends and loved ones tonight on New Year's Eve. God, we pray that you'll protect people and give them traveling mercies as they head home later tonight and be with them all. And Lord, we just pray for your continued touch and blessing on the rest of our service, and that you would just grace us with your presence and speak to our hearts and lift us up with your love and your presence as we ask all of these things in the name of Jesus, our Savior, the one who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Incline thine ear to us and grant us thy peace. Amen. Thank you for joining with us in prayer. Well, if our ushers are prepared, we have the opportunity to worship the Lord with our giving this morning. And this is the final time in this 2023 that you can give. And so we want to thank you for your very just extended faithfulness throughout this year and how we've been such a blessing. And I'm sure Carla will probably have numbers and everything and stuff on the missions giving and coming up here soon that I can share. So as our ushers come to today, this morning, God bless you as you give. Let's join together there for our prayer of dedication in the bulletin. Our songs celebrate and honor your name, O God. May these gifts give others the opportunity to know and sing of your endless love. Amen. And you may be seated. This morning, our scripture readings are coming from two passages this morning. First of all, we're going to be reading a few verses from the Luke story again, Christmas story that we have looked at several times already in this series, and then one from the Apostle Paul from Philippians. So let's begin there, Luke chapter 1, verses 30, 31, 35, and 38. The angel said, "Don't be afraid, Mary. God is honoring you. Look, you will conceive and give birth to a son, and you will name him Jesus. The one who is to be born will be holy. He will be called God's Son." Then Mary said, "I am the Lord's servant. Let it be with me just as you have said." Then the angel left her. And then Philippians chapter 2, verses 3 through 8, "Don't do anything for selfish purposes, but with humility think of others as better than yourselves. Instead of each person watching out for their own good, watch out for what is better for others. Adopt the attitude that was in Christ Jesus. Though he was in the form of God, he did not consider being equal with God something to exploit. But he emptied himself by taking the form of a slave and by becoming like human beings. When he humbled himself in the form of a human, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross." That is God's word for us this morning. And I pray that the Lord would add his blessing to the reading of the word, and that the Spirit would give us ears to hear what God wants to say to us this morning. Well, I'm not going to do kind of my normal joke story that I share, but I am going to share some funny things that kids have said, and I don't even know how I got that. I found it this week. It's a page and a half full of things that kids say about angels. So here we go. Gregory, who's 5, said, "I only know the names of two angels, Hark and Harold." "Everybody's got it all wrong, Olive, who is age 9. Angels don't wear halos anymore. I forget why, but scientists are working on it." Mitchell, who's 7, says, "Angels work for God and watch over kids when God has to go do something else." Henry, who's 8, said, "My guardian angel helps me with math, but he's not very good at science." Jack, who's 6, says, "Angels don't eat, but they drink milk from holy cows." I'll leave it at that. I may share a few of those in the weeks coming up, but I thought some of those were funny this morning. Oh, I want to talk to you this morning about hold on to love. We've been going through this series, and we've talked about don't give up hope, or holding on to hope, holding on to peace, holding on to joy. And today I want to talk to you about holding on, or hold on to love. I love nativity sets. Years ago, Jody's sister gave Jody a Fontandini nativity set from that came from the house of Fontanini in Italy that has been creating famous sculptures in the village of Bagni Luca, Italy, if I'm saying that all correctly. And this is a picture of our nativity that we have at home. Now, when Jill got it, it was this little house or shed or whatever you want to call it, saying that that's where the animals were. And then I think we had Joseph and Jesus and Mary, and there's an angel up in the top, I believe, somewhere. And it looks like there's a lamb and a goat or something in there yet. And then the rest of the animals around, we added later on to the collection over several Christmases a long time ago. In fact, I think, don't quote me on this, but I think it was back when Jody and I were dating at the time still that we started picking up some of these. And it's interesting because if you go online, you can see there's all kinds of unique and different types of nativity sets. I really like this one because it how authentic it looks as far as a lot of the way you would think of it. Jody and I had the privilege of being in a live nativity set out in front of First Church in Troy, Ohio one winter. And I remember the Dieters family brought their sheep out, and they had a couple sheep out, and Jody and I happened to be playing Mary and Joseph for this scene, and we stood out there. I think it was the night of the tree lighting in downtown Troy, and so there was lots of people. Now, let me just say something about this. It takes a special kind of humility to dress up and stand for an hour or two in the cold as various town folks, shoppers, family, friends either drive by and say something or honk the horn, or they walk by and take pictures. And I can imagine today it's even more so because I believe people took pictures of us, but I think it was before Facebook. Well, now, I mean, the Instagram, Facebook, those pictures go everywhere. It's just something interesting about all of that and being a part of that. Now, the first nativity, as I had up on the PowerPoint earlier, was an example of humility. That's really what it is. If you really read this story carefully, yes, we talked about love and peace and joy and hope. But one thing that I really see is humility. No part of the nativity scene was what you would expect as a place for a baby. Here's an interesting picture I found on the internet that I thought, this comes close. This comes close. If you remember how I described the house in the first century, although technically it might be the other way, but yes, this is showing that they lived right down in there on the bottom floor with the animals. And you can see a picture there. We don't know for sure, but the gospel writers mention no midwife, although there's had to be somebody in the family, Joseph's family, because remember, they went to Bethlehem because Joseph's family got called in for the census and had to learn or had to be able to figure out what taxes they were going to pay and everything. So I'm thinking somebody in Joseph's family was the midwife, although you never see a midwife in the nativity stories because the gospel writers don't talk about that. You don't hear anything about loving, caring grandparents. Sorry, grandpapers. All you grandpapers out there. Instead, sheep and perhaps other animals with their smells are all implied from the story. Things that we would never have a part of our nursery. Even the wooden or possibly a concrete feeding trough as a crib would be immediately questioned by child services. Yes, I know, there wasn't child services back then. Everything and everyone who makes this nativity special all acted in humility. That's what I like about the two pictures that I showed you this morning. What am I talking about? Let's look at it in two ways. First of all, I want to talk to you about this story as being a picture of love expressed through humility. And as we think about this story, and I could focus on more, but I want to talk about three characters from the story real quickly here and how they express love through humility. Mary. Mary willingly accepts the risky, life-altering role as the mother of Jesus. She says yes, not only because an angel told her God was honoring her, but because her sacrifice would bring God's Son into the world. Think about that for a moment. Joseph sacrifices his pride and puts all of his efforts into caring for Mary and the child, when we know from Matthew's version, he could have just easily dismissed her and had nothing to do with her ever again. It's interesting that he received no special parts and would only take a humble role in the story of love coming into the world. In fact, after his baptism, Jesus's, we hear nothing else about Joseph ever again. Scholars and commentators suspected maybe he died, and that's why he's never mentioned again. The third character I want to mention in this connection is God. Above all, God came as a vulnerable flesh and blood baby. God willingly leaves the comfort of the heavenly throne to join humanity in all of its messiness. That's what Paul's talking about there when he was encouraging the church of Philippi. He said, listen, don't think of yourselves as better than others. Walk the humble life, care about others, just like Christ, who came into this world. He didn't hold on to being God, but he let go and became a human being in the form of a slave. You know, I think this whole thing about God coming into the world is a testament to God's boundless love and willingness to meet us where we are. Are we willing to meet people where they are? Are we willing to love people that we are finding very hard to love? All of these questions I wrestled with this week as I was working through and preparing this message. Love expressed through humility. Second thing, which is no surprise, which I've said almost every service or every message in this series, except today it changes. Now it is love is here. Love is here. You know, when you think about this, the nativity story reminds us real love embraces humility. It really does. I mean, think about it. Love challenges our preconceived notions of what it means to love people, or calls us to embrace humility in whatever we're going through. It invites us to let go of power and control and comfort, and instead serve others in love and humility. Think about that for a minute. Isn't that what God did? Isn't that what God did by coming into the world? God let go by letting Jesus come into the world to serve our world. And the heart of the nativity story is sacrificial love. Sacrificial love prompted everyone in the story to step outside of their comfort zones and fulfill their callings. There's others. I talked about Mary and Joseph and God. Think about the shepherds. Think about the three magi who comes a little later in the story when Jesus is older, probably about a year or so older, who risked their own lives in connection with King Herod to come and worship. What are we willing to do? Love prompts us to humble ourselves and be kind to those we may find difficult to love. It encourages forgiveness, reconciliation, and healing. It challenges us to see people as God sees them. Ultimately, the heart of the Nativity reminds us the greatest act of sacrificial love in the birth of Jesus. God selflessly came into the world to love unconditionally, listen to me, and vulnerably. Yes, God became vulnerable by becoming a human being and stepping into our world. And Advent calls us to reflect on this profound love and sacrifice, and to, as we are able, by the leading of the Spirit, walk in humble love. In this unconventional birth that we celebrate every season, we find the essence of Christmas, love manifested through humility. The nativity scenes that we display at Christmas time serve as a timeless reminder that love is here. True greatness and salvation are found when we humbly embrace God's plan for our lives and extend love and compassion to others. Hold on to Jesus. Hold on to love. Amen.
Amen.
Well, let's stand for just a moment and shake hands with somebody next to you, and then we'll go ahead and close out our service by singing two verses of When Shepherds Watch, their flocks by night. This morning, we're going to be singing verse 1 and verse 5 as we sing and close out today.
Shown around all glory.
Well, let's join together for our benediction this morning. Go and be a bright light in the world. May God's blessing of love be ours each day. Amen. Amen.